Classic Business Sustainability.
The sustainability feature is brought to you by Receipt Bank, the slip scanning app that makes bookkeeping effortless. Go to receiptbank.com for more information. Now, news out recently that Nestle has pledged to reach zero net greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. And it's a goal that's going to require many major changes from the world's biggest food producer and the farmers that it works with. And it's all about protecting its supply chain from extreme weather. Nestle aims to protect its bottom line at the same time. It also signals to consumers who are increasingly concerned about the environment and may see Nestle as part of the problem that the company is trying to help. And it's all about how businesses are approaching the sustainable development goals. Bottom line is, for business, it's an imperative, but it's complicated. My next guest is Lerato Sithole, managing partner at ERM Southern Africa, one of the world's leading firms in helping uncomplicate this. Evening, Lerato.
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
We have all of these issues intersecting at the moment. We've got the Sustainable Development Goals. There is a lot of potential opportunity in it. I think $12 trillion in new market value. We've got increasingly shareholders and consumers looking at corporations and how they're being more responsible and sustainable corporate actors and citizens. How are these issues intersecting for business?
Michael, I think it's safe to start by just stating that as ERM, we are in the business of sustainability and with the main purpose to shape a sustainable future with the world's leading organizations. And of course, these would be in the oil and gas industry, the power, mining, chemicals, manufacturing, and to an extent, the TMT. So in terms of what we do using the deep skill set that we have, for instance, this is a journey, Michael. So in 2018, we touched on the four mega trends in our sustainability report, and we were looking at climate change, population growth, digital transformation, emerging middle class. And this year, in 2019, it is all about the how. The organizations have defined their strategies, but they now want to say, how do we make sure that sustainability is part of the operations of our business?
That is the million rand or million dollar question. How do we shift from the what is the problem to the how? How are you seeing your clients operationalize some of these sustainability imperatives?
So, and the answer is again on our sustainability report for 2019. And the good thing, Michael, is that these conversations are not only sitting in the boardroom with the board, but it's an integrated approach that is required. The SDGs that you mentioned, I mean, we've got 17 goals, and they almost enforce an integration from society, government, investors, the insurance industry. So the organizations are now wanting to make sustainability more than compliance, more than health and safety, but a part of the actual operation. So we as ERM have looked into three areas in trying to assist our clients to implement or to just operationalize the what that they would have defined. So we look at climate change and energy transition. And the second thing is the whole digital market, tech-enabled innovation. How do we use data to make the right informed decisions? And we also look at circular economy. In this case, it will include recycling, reuse of material, remanufacturing. So in answering these questions, and for an organization like ERM, we are global. So we're able to tap into the deep experience that we've got globally to help the organizations to work with them. We would define a strategy, would implement, but what is important is we execute in partnership with our clients.
And as I mentioned in the beginning, a company like Nestle committing to be greenhouse gas emissions free by 2050, are those the sorts of big, hairy, audacious goals that corporate should be setting themselves?
Absolutely. And again, I just want to reiterate, these are more than goals. These have become a part of our life. And the way the SDGs have been designed, it's impossible for one part, if you just say maybe just the private sector, to drive it and achieve the results. It's impossible for the public sector to do that in isolation. However, you have to do it with everyone. I mean, even the consumer, the way we consume, the way we buy, we actually have the power to define how these organizations operate. We you know, moving from the plastic straws to the paper straws, there's a whole thinking around that, and it's all in sustaining the future. Running the business of today, looking indeed at the bottom line, but it's more about how do we add value, and everyone needs to be a participant in adding that value.
Lerato Sotodi, Managing Partner at ERM Southern Africa. The amount of paperwork that businesses store is also unsustainable. Now you can scan or snap your slips and bank statements with Receipt Bank. It's the tool that does your data entry for you, and it stores all of that in the cloud. You can book a demo at receiptbank.com and use the code RB20 to get 20% off your Receipt Bank subscriptions. T's and C's apply. Say goodbye to paper storage and the costs that come with it, and say hello to a sustainable business. This sustainability feature is brought to you by Receipt Bank, the slip scanning app that makes bookkeeping effortless. Go to receiptbank.com for more information.